Absolutely. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of people there. And we also have a packed program of events. We have a couple of things that we're excited to let people know about. There's three new events being added to the calendar, two of which we reveal tomorrow night. One of them then is the Atlantic Irish Fest, which happens at the Atlantic Park Hotel, and that is happening next week. So it's great to have an event so early on in the calendar year and to kickstart the season even earlier. We look forward to the usual bits and pieces like St. Patrick's Day and the Carbon Dorn Challenge is happening at the start of March, the Street Party, Vintage Classic Car Show, Pumpkin Carving, on all the country music festivals and sea sessions as well. They'll be all happening as normal here. So we've lots to tell people about tomorrow night. We've the brochure launch as well, which is 48 pages of things to do, places to go and see in the Bundoran area and in the South Donegal area as well, because we look after the wider area. We'll also be launching our Fairy Bridges brochure as well. Fairy Bridges and the Wishing Chair up at Tullin Strand was last year named in Ireland's top 10 hidden gems in the Irish Independent. So we've got a brand new brochure for that because we really want to push it. It's a fantastic local attraction. It's free of charge and it's an iconic area here in Bundoran.
Now, it's obviously important that some of the old reliables are retained and come back year after year. But at the same time, as you've mentioned there, you've added in some new initiatives into the mix as well. And that's good, I suppose, to keep everything fresh.
Exactly, exactly. We can't rest on our laurels. And obviously, we've got Brexit coming this year as well. So nobody's sure what's going to happen there. So we're just going to keep ploughing on. So we're delighted to be having two new events. One will be Food Associated, which will be on around September time. And the other will be kind of a compendium of events, I suppose you could call it. And that will be in August, but more details will be released. And I also want to say a huge thanks to AIB, who are sponsoring the brochure launch for us tomorrow night as well.
And finally, Shane, great to see, as always, Bundoran really having events going almost from one end of the year to the next.
Absolutely. You know, Bundoran once was a six-week town from the start of July till the middle of August, and now it's 52 weeks of the year. And, you know, with thanks to surfing, with thanks to the country music festivals, and then all of the other newer festivals that are coming on board as well, and there's certainly lots happening all year round at Bundoran.